This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
We're talking real money.
Such a big show today. Such a big show that I'm actually standing for the opening of the program because we have a big, big, big show. And I want everybody to, you know, stand, stretch, even if you're in your cars. Stand up, stretch. Get ready. Don't stand up in your car, Tom. You killjoy.
Yeah. Don usually is fully reclined, taking half a nap with one arm tied behind his back when he does the show. So this is a change.
I am prepared. I have to actually be prepared because it's been a bad couple of days.
Uh-oh.
Having my wallet stolen.
Oh, that's right. You had
stolen.
The cops there and all that stuff.
You know, I've discovered something about my car, which I did not know because I'm used to, this is the other car, the bigger car, the one that we used to tow the Silver Bullet. As you call
it. Where is the Silver Bullet?
It's still in storage. Anyway, we don't use it very often. And
like
I'm
a B-29 left over from World War II or something?
I'm so used to the little Rogue that when, you know, like we get out of the car, if one of the doors is open, you can still hit the lock button on the door and the car locks, right?
Beep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, on the Armada, if there's a door open, it doesn't lock when you hit the button. It doesn't lock. So I hit lock while the tailgate was open and we were getting out Costco stuff. And you know how much that to fill your arms with Costco crap. And I had left my wallet in the car, closed the hatch, went to the house, got up the next morning, 8 a.m., had a message on my phone from Bank of America that said, fraud alert. Somebody tried to take $1,000 out of your account. Do you still have your card with you? And of course, I'm groggy. I go, sure I do. Of course, it's in my wallet. What wallet?
You left, just to rephrase this,
I left my wallet in an unlocked car. Yeah.
And someone took it out, and somehow that's the fault of the maker of the vehicle. No.
It's my fault.
Oh, okay.
Actually, as the deputy sheriff said, yes. It's the fault of the miscreant.
Yeah, well, okay, starting there. But
you still don't have a right to open somebody's car door and take something out of it. It was a miscreant.
And how much money did your daughter put on the card after she took it? Just checking.
She's nowhere near. They tried to take $1,000 out in an ATM somewhere, but they.
I thought the max there was like $250.
I know, but
something.
Bank of America was all over it. They declined every transaction. They just went.
Except?
They went.
I thought you said one.
No. That was on an American Express. I had an American Express in there.
Because America, people use a lot of American Express at McDonald's, and of course. Sure. Yeah. I always pull mine out. Hey, you impressed?
They did manage to get $10 worth of food at McDonald's. And of course, I had like $300 in the wallet to boot. And my $100 Panera gift card that I hadn't used.
This is one of those weeks because, you know, somebody from corporate was out. And I had dinner with them. They left behind their American Express card. And then they left. And they left the card. I got the card back. Mm-hmm. I tried to buy a Tesla with it yesterday, and it didn't work.
Well, you'd think with his limit, you wouldn't have a problem.
I know. I was like, well, let's try a car, see what happened. It wasn't enough. So, oh, well.
Yeah.
McDonald's shirt, Tesla, not so much.
You'd think there would be a substantial limit on that card, but apparently he just doesn't have the size that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's right. We are going to talk about size.
We're going to talk about size because you know what? Yeah. We found something out. Actually,
I did not know this technically. I knew it, but I
never thought about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It never occurred to me because we never ever, we're talking about ETFs, and we never ever suggest active ETFs. By the way, our phone number is 855-935-TALK. We never suggest active ETFs. We don't like them. We think they're stupid.
This is where there's a manager, Kathy Wood, for example, who is picking stocks, timing markets. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. That's, you know, seeing the future enough to pick stocks rather than just owning basically all of them.
Right. And so it never occurred to us. You can never have an ETF that is too big for an index. because there's it's all the stocks in the index.
They keep buying them on the appropriate amount. Yeah, yep,
but we do know from history, for example, that years and years ago, there was this wonderful fund called Fidelity Magellan. Did incredibly well when it was small. But when it got really, really big and really, really popular, even the manager said, it's almost impossible to find deals when you're dealing with the kind of money we are. Warren Buffett has said the same thing about Berkshire. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find deals. Well, Kathy Wood's ARC fund.
What are we saying Kathy Wood do? I don't know.
Her ARC fund or ARC innovation fund.
Finally sunk? Is that what we're getting to?
Well, it's having some issues.
Floundering.
It's having some serious issues, and there's a reason, and we're going to explain that reason in just a moment. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestry advisors help you save your future at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're here for you. We're here to help you.
What are you going to start Theranos again or something? Your voice sounds a lot like hers.
We're here to keep you from getting on the ARC. Our phone number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I mean, you wanted to get on the ARC on Kathy Wood apostrophe S ARC.
Yeah.
You did. You wanted to get on back at the end of 2020, early in 2021. You desperately wanted to get on that ARC because, my gosh, did that ARC float way up above the water. It was like...
The numbers are crazy. 87% increase in 2017, 4% in 2018, 36% in 2019, 157% gain in 2020. And then, of course, all the flood of assets come pouring in, right? They went from $2 billion.
The ARC did not survive the flood.
Apparently not. They went from basically $2 billion to $55 billion in like two and a half years. What happens? There's no limit, right? They just keep taking the money in because
a mutual fund can close the doors.
Yeah, they can
say, okay, and too much. But they tend to get greedy and keep the doors open.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Generally, ETFs don't close to new investors. That's from Jason Zweig. Mm-hmm. So I don't know all the rules about that.
I don't believe they can.
Okay, well, I don't know that either. But the reality is, she's gotten literally too big for her britches here because they can't find things to invest. She's still saying, yep, we're going to turn all this around. It's going to be big, big, big. But here's the part that's fascinating to me. Everyone rushed into this in 2021, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is now as a result of that, according to one survey, investors as a whole have lost money since this fund launched in 2014 because most of the money came in when? Mm-hmm. After the gain. Do we see this over and over again? Thing goes
Absolutely.
Up, money goes in, fund goes down. People say, "What? Why was I believing Kathy Wood?" Well, you shouldn't have been.
I love this quote from one of the guys that Jason interviewed for the column. He said, "No matter how desperately you chase past performance, you will never catch it. You just won't catch it." And that's the thing that happened here. We have this problem with the way our mind is programmed. We confuse, and we've said this so many times, but we need to say it again. We confuse past performance with future performance. We extrapolate out and say, well, if it did that well last year, it's got to do better this year. And it's the opposite, Tom. It's more like gambling. It's more like going to Vegas. Okay, you win big on a slot. You win big on a blackjack table or roulette. Are you going to win big the next time?
No, you're likely to lose. That's number one. I think the other part of that, Don, is people have a tendency, not unlike what you just said, to see patterns in things. Kathy Wood has done this. She's picked the right stock. She'll continue. There's a pattern to all of that when there frankly is not. It was a completely random thing. She may be in the complete wrong stocks for the next 10 years. We don't know that. She frankly doesn't know it either. She's going to say she does. And again, the smart money is using indexes, keeping your costs and expenses low, and having not believing anybody who says, here's what tomorrow will bring, frankly.
I'm probably going to get myself in trouble again, as I often do. But the fact of the matter is, you need to stop believing the anecdotes and start believing the evidence. The evidence in this case is that there is no evidence that most money managers add value with their supposed skill set. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. There have been tons of studies that show that the vast majority of outperformance of money managers, even to the tune of 157% in a year, is more likely attributable to luck than skill. That's huge. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call if you want to talk about luck versus skill, picking the right stuff, building the proper portfolio, getting a plan together, avoiding being ripped off, or all that stuff. 855-935-8255. And Bruce, it's your turn. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Bruce.
Thank you. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're well. Thank you.
Yeah. Having a great day.
Well, good. So you may have just provided the answer to my question, but previous discussion. I am 67, retired in September, have roughly $800,000 split, 125 in Vanguard Total Market, 125 in Dodge & Cox dividend income, 300,000 in a Schwab Intelligent Portfolio, and here's the crux, about 225 in invested with a wealth advisor in a conservative portfolio. And I was not happy with their returns last year. They returned 4% there, ultimately. And I'm looking at two different advisors. And honestly, with full transparency, one is you guys, is Vestry, mm-hmm. who I'm meeting with next week. And they tell me that Tom's going to be in the meeting. So I don't know how that's going to happen. But
well, Tom hasn't been to the office in months, maybe years. No one has seen him. So I wouldn't count on
Tom
that.
Who?
But I haven't seen that guy.
Does Tom still work here?
He's still getting a check from what I'm told.
Okay.
So.
All right. No, hey, tell me a little bit about, just because, again, we hate to see people chasing returns, even if it involves using us. We hate to see it. What kind of a portfolio does this wealth advisor have? What's in it?
What's conservative mean, too,
well,
by the way?
So basically right now it's about 40% equities, 60% fixed income and or cash. And that was by my choosing that.
Yeah, no. And that is a conservative portfolio. I guess what I really mean is not what the equity bond mix is, but what's the makeup of the equity and the bond side? What kinds of investments are on the equity side or on the bond side? Are they buying individual stocks and individual bonds, or are they buying bond funds or ETFs and stock funds or ETFs? Are they buying loaded funds? Are they buying actively managed funds? What kind of products are in there?
They're buying stock funds. There's a lot of BlackRock in there.
Uh-huh.
There's a JP Morgan Emerging Markets, which I take.
Okay, now I know. Now I know everything. Thank you. Now I know everything. You're dealing with a stockbroker. You're dealing with a duly registered advisor. You're not dealing with a 100% all the time fiduciary advisor, not with JP Morgan products in there.
Well, okay. So it's healthy. It's a firm I actually used to work for on the accounting side, not on the wealth advisory side. But give that as it may.
Well,
I'm not happy with returns.
But here, part of the problem with returns can be high fees. And that's one of the reasons why I ask what the portfolio is, because it tells you a lot about the kind of management that's being done. And a 4% return on a 40-60 portfolio does sound low to me.
That's a little low. Yeah, it is. Okay, but again, I'm trying to understand, Bruce, and maybe we can come back and make sure I understand what we're solving for here, because it sounds like you got a few strategies going.
Yeah.
I want a little more background just to figure that out before we give you a recommendation one way or the other. So,
okay, we'll do that. We'll take a break. Our number, 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com. Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Doing some research. The only J.P. Morgan emerging markets fund I can find is an institutional fund, which generally is only available to institutions, could be available to some fee-only money managers. So it is possible.
Okay, but Bruce, thank you for your call, and thank you for your interest in our work. But again, explain to me just quickly, what are we solving here for? Because it sounds like you have a few different strategies, and are you trying to decide which one is the better one moving forward? Are you trying? What are we trying to help you with, I guess, at the end of the day?
I'm trying to create a long-term strategy. A lot of what I have here has been cobbled together from previous 401ks, me handling it myself, except for the one that's with a wealth advisor. And I'm looking for someone to help me with a long-term strategy that's going to have a solid foundation. I'm the kind of person, I'm more of a buy-and-hold person. I don't get too upset when the market goes down. I've held on through the various downturns over the past 20-plus years, and I've come out okay. So I'm looking for a long-term strategy.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
And I would assume that before all of that, though, we hope that you're looking for the plan before the answers, before the portfolio, right?
Well, previously, I think I've been looking for the returns rather than the plan. And now that I'm retired and I've been working out my expenses and what my budget looks like, now I know I need to put a plan in place, which honestly,
I think that's absolutely critical. That's number one. Number two is, here's the hard part for you, because you have some actively managed parts of your portfolio, right?
Dodge and Cox, for example.
Dodge and Cox. Mm-hmm. Either somebody there picking the stocks and pay out the best dividends. Sounds a little like this asset manager may be doing that too. Again, I'd have to look at the portfolio. And then you have some passive or index style. So you're kind of trying to be, to me, Republican and Democrat at the same time.
I try to be that sometimes.
I think for you, Bruce, you've got to decide what you believe. Don and I decided what we believe 25 years ago. We don't think there's anybody who can predict the future. We buy index funds. We keep our costs low. We're widely diversified. And yes, that includes emerging markets, which had a lousy year last year compared to other parts of the market. By the way, it's been one of the best performers in 2022. But that's a decision every person has to make. Some people think Warren Buffett will still be creating great returns for the next 20 years and move money into Berkshire Hathaway. Some people think it's Cathie Wood at ARK Innovation. We don't share that. In fact, we think the evidence quite strongly shows that that is the wrong path to take. But it's up to you to decide that. Have a plan. Decide that. And then there is no other. You're not looking at everything every day because it doesn't matter. You already made your decision.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is we would never, ever, ever start at the portfolio and work backward. You know, when you meet with us, that's one thing you're going to discover is that you aren't going to get somebody who says, well, you should be in this kind of fund, this kind of fund, this kind of fund. We're not going to tell you that. We're going to say, what do you want? What do you need?
And that's what everybody wants first. What do I do with the money? Right. And I always say, well, that's step number 90.
But
we're on step number one. So
I know he just disconnected, but Bruce, I applaud you for shopping.
Yeah. Well, I think it's smart.
That's brilliant. And
by the way, yeah, go ahead.
It's the right way to get advice. Shop.
Yeah, I think that's smart. And by the way, I'm going to be refereeing a soccer game tomorrow. I will look for Tom out there and tell him get to the office next week. Maybe he shows, maybe he doesn't. I really don't know.
One of these days, I just keep hoping, I guess hope against hope, that your jokes get funnier. I just keep hoping.
I don't know that they will. I don't know.
I don't either.
It's like for picking the right stocks. I don't think the odds are with me on that one.
855-935-TALK is our telephone number, 855-935-8255. On our podcast on Wednesday and Thursday podcasts, we mentioned, because we got a question about Frank Vasquez and Risk Parity Radio, which is a service that picks stocks and things. And we were
service in air quotes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were discussing how he got paid, and I looked at his website and I went, it looks like you pay him with crypto. And then somebody wrote me back going, no, do your research. All proceeds go to the Father McKenna Center. Well, I did my research. I don't even know what the Father McKenna Center is, but okay. I did my research, and if you read very carefully, it says, if you would like to up your support to help our designated charity, the Father McKenna Center, please consider donating. for that. But they do in fact want you to buy, get this, they want you to put your money, take at least $30, put it into Ethereum at $4 a transaction to buy $4 to buy $30 worth of Ethereum, and then go and open up a thing with you have to open Coinbase, and then you have to go to OpenSea, and then you have to buy their Nifty, their NFT for $30, which goes to them. So we were right.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
You know, money's kind of important, isn't it? Keeps you going.
Yes.
Pays for stuff. Helps the criminals continue to live their life on my wallet.
Oh, we're back to this now. Hey, by the way, drop by Don's later. Maybe he'll leave, $1,000 in cash just sitting at his front seat.
That's what I keep thinking, they're going to come back by just to see if I left some more money in there. Took my wife's coat, one of her favorite coats.
Really?
Yeah, right out of the back seat.
Coat?
And then they took, this is the Armada that I used to tow the trailer. And of course, I have an electronic brake controller that was in the glove box.
Makes sense, yeah.
They took that and the first aid kit. Apparently, they were worried they might hurt themselves.
If you're towing something, you might get hurt. Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Oh, no. I'm over it now. I needed the catharsis of sharing it with America. I'm feeling better now. I feel so violated. Alan, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money. Alan?
I'm sorry, he dropped.
Oh, really? Alan's not there anymore, Tom.
That's okay, because I've got an idea.
You have an idea?
I don't know if it's a good idea, but I have an idea.
All right. Well, I'm willing to hear your idea.
Because this came up last week again, because he's come up a lot. It goes like this. It's about efficiency.
I'm not even sure what we're talking about.
Well, not leaving stuff in your car that could get stolen. No, that's a whole other efficiency.
I was very efficient getting all those packages into the house.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
and you know, the wall was brown and the console's brown. I'm going to come up with excuses until I feel better about it. My stupidity.
No, I'm talking about efficiency with money.
Well, it's inefficient to leave your wallet in the car with money in it.
That's a good point. You won't get the cash back, I'll bet, by the way.
Right. I don't think I'm getting anything back, by the way.
Okay, but you can cancel the credit card.
I did all that in minutes. And by the way, I want to commend everybody I guess American Express, you're okay. It was only $10. But I want to commend the credit card companies because, man, their fraud prevention systems are pretty doggone robust.
Mm-hmm.
They caught all of these things. They were trying to buy sporting goods at Fanatic or something. They were trying to buy audio equipment. They were doing all this stuff. They did buy some gas too. But
I thought you said they were at McDonald's or something.
They got McDonald's, which is right next to the gas station. They got gas in McDonald's. Okay. But Bank of America.
Sure, they didn't get gas from McDonald's.
Well, that's possible. Anyway, that's Bank of America though impressed me most with their protection of my debit card.
Yeah, which is, by the way, we've talked about this before. It makes more sense to use a credit card than a debit card. It's a whole other thing. But I was talking about being efficient with the money that you have or the money that you could save. Because here are two things I see. Number one, regularly. And we know, by the way, that 40% of Americans can't cover the cost of $1,000, whatever it is. They don't have the money. Or so they say.
Well, now somebody has a big chunk of that in Central Florida.
Someone's wandering around. But here's because this is from a piece that Chuck Jaffe wrote, and I kind of liked it because people that I talk to either they have been savers, but then the money's sitting around in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And they call me and they say, hey, I have this 200,000. What if I take 100 and put it in the market? I'll leave the rest in the bank. And then what you suggested recently, we always do the planning first. So we show them in the plan. If you invest this properly, you're going to have enough money for retirement. But if you do not, if you take half of it and invest it, leave the other half in the bank, there's a good chance it won't work out. So that's one. But the other one is the small amounts of money. This is why you and I have talked about this, and we haven't done it much lately. We've talked about roundups like Acorns.
I love Acorns.
You use your debit card, and then the roundup, the change, goes into an account. Chuck was talking about actual money. He takes every dollar bill and puts it in a mason jar when he gets change. I never spend cash.
What does he do with the change?
Well, he saves it for the year, and then he goes and deposits. I mean, again, then to me, that's not very efficient.
No,
Acorns is good because it's going into an investment. It is growing. He points out in here, by the way, that you should make sure your Acorns account matches up with your need for the money, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, these small things make a difference. Number two, you've got to be properly invested at all times. All times. You can't kind of do it a little bit here, a little bit there, because what happens is you miss the good days. What happens is it doesn't work out for a variety of reasons, because you're either on the wrong side of the market, whatever you're doing. So the timing aspect. So, but I really like this article. I think you should be very careful with the small amounts of money you have. Make sure they're saved, invested, and working for your future rather than sitting around in Don's car, I guess.
Look at that. I haven't even looked at my Acorns account in ages. I've got thousands of dollars in that thing from small change.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hey there. Hi there. Welcome back to the show there. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're talking real money at 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Got lines open for you, but people also send us questions by typing them in at talkingrealmoney.com.
Feeling shy? Don't want to get on the radio? Then you can just go ahead and send us one right there.
And here's one from the Seattle area.
Okay.
With a specific firm question.
I hope I know them. I've already
I've looked them up.
Oh, you've vetted
this out.
During the break,
I looked them up real quickly.
All right. Okay.
Hey, I am currently using Cheney Capital Management. Do you know them? They're out of Linwood.
Is it like Dick Cheney?
No, it's C-H-A-N-E-Y. So it's different spelling.
C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Cheney is N-E-Y. Right, no. C-H-E-N-E.
Right.
I do not know them, no.
I am curious about what people in the financial space have heard about this group. As a young person getting a large inheritance and being the third generation using this group, so family members have used them in the past, I chose an easy out and not possibly doing much research, as I should have done, finding a proper financial advisor. Well, this is something I'm going to do in the future. I am getting ready to prepare a video, a step-by-step video, into how you can do your own financial advisor vetting in less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes.
I can't even find him on the internet.
Here. I found him. C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah, I got that.
Cheney Capital Management in Linwood, Washington.
Ah, okay.
CheneyCapital.com.
Okay.
And they are, as a matter of fact, a fiduciary advisor.
All right.
This is what I found by going to their ADV Part 2. This is one of the lovely things you can find out by going to an advisor's ADV Part 2. They are a fiduciary advisor. They do not sell from, at least according to their ADV Part 2, which is actually filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They don't sell products. They are required to act in your best interest. I don't see anything about insurance. I don't see any conflicts. And their fees, this is the only downside to them.
How much?
Their fees, they. In fact, let me just read it. It's better if I read it.
How do they manage money, too? What do they believe?
Well, I haven't gotten to that yet. Okay. Let's see. Build, manage, preserve wealth, investment management services, individual investment plan, planning for goals. So it's all goal-based and plan-based.
Yeah, okay.
They review portfolios on a quarterly basis. It doesn't really say how they invest.
Well, that should be in their ADV. Oftentimes it'll say modern portfolio theory or something along those lines. It will help you understand the kind of,
They use model portfolios of mutual funds. Not very clear. So I don't know how they invest. And that's one of the things that sometimes how they invest is not clear because they don't like to give you a lot of details. We'll give you all the details you want. But I want to go back to the fee structure because this is one of the most important parts. What are you going to pay them? And I want to read it verbatim. So I have to go to section 5, which is right here, fees and compensation. Fees for investment management are typically 1.25% of the assets under management. They may be higher or lower due to special circumstances or complexities. But so basically they're saying 1.25 is their fee, which we believe is just a smidge too high.
That's not outrageous.
Not outrageous.
We've certainly seen higher.
We've seen outrageous, and yeah, this ain't it. So anyway, yeah. They managed $290 million.
Yep, I saw that.
They're a fiduciary. So we don't know if they do a good job or a bad job. We have no clue. We just share the facts.
Find out what they do, but I can't find that from
I went through it, and they have model portfolios.
Okay, so they are a fiduciary. The fees are reasonable.
Reasonable.
So we can say those.
Not
two
terrible.
Things.
They use Schwab as a custodian.
Good again, yeah.
And that's pretty much it. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Will, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. So a couple questions for you. I'm retired, 70, collecting Social Security. Net about 36 after my medical expenses a year. We can do a great job on investing, but we have about 500,000 in cash and some investments in SEP, and our house just sold it, and we are going to net about 1.1 out of it. So I'm looking to figure out what to do with that 1.2, hopefully to be able to draw about 70,000 a year off of that. My wife will probably collect her Social Security at 69 or 70, which would give us another $24,000 a year after expenses. Is that a reasonable expectation?
Okay, I want to go back because, Will, what you said, 70,000 from the million, roughly?
Million, 1 million, 2, yeah.
About 1.2 million, thinking putting it in, that would still leave us $300,000-$400,000.
Oh, okay. So you're taking part of your cash. So you have wait. You have $500,000.
You lost me there.
You have $500,000 in cash.
Yep.
We have $500,000 in cash in a SEP account. Some CDs are just expiring. We have some savings we put aside just for emergencies.
Okay. Why would you leave $300,000 in cash or $400,000 in cash?
Well, I didn't know because we're probably going to, buy a new car here in the next 3-4 years.
That's some nice car.
We're going to rent.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get it's a nice car. A used car for maybe $35,000-$40,000 because ours are old. We owe nothing. We have no debt.
Okay.
We pay nothing.
Let me start where we really should have started. With our questioning, we really should have started with that. Actually, we should start with a statement. Right. You don't need advice on how to invest. You do not need that. What you need is somebody to create a real life plan for the income stream for the rest of your life, because your expectations are currently, given the amount of cash you're leaving on the table, sitting around doing nothing, your income expectations are too high. If you threw in the whole 150 or 150, leaving 100,000 in cash, you might be able to get to the number you're looking for. Might. But you need a plan.
We have about $1.6 million in total cash in SEP account
to
deal with. So
that's why I say if you had $1.5 million, your $70,000 might be doable.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Might.
Okay,
but you need a plan
we just
first.
Spoke about this.
We're going the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to not only have to have the plan, but then you got to be willing to say, I'm not going to sit around on cash because, again, if you're going to try to peel off, just for sake of argument, 4% of that portfolio, so 1.5 gives you the 60 plus a year. That's got to be invested in stocks or bonds. Mm-hmm. The cash will have been a drag. So I would have as little cash. If I'm going to spend $40,000 on a car, great. Put that in something, put that away in a bank. Fine. And maybe have a little emergency. I don't know that you need an emergency fund when you're retired because you're already drawing Social Security. Your wife's going to get Social Security. Those incomes are going to keep coming. Everything else should be, in my mind, either stocks or bonds built for the long haul. That's it. That should get you to the taking out 60 or 70 a year. Don?
But the right portfolio requires, before anyone even tells you what to put it in, the plan that shows you what you can do at what level of expected risk. Thanks for the call, 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
At some point, most investors need professional financial guidance. So get a little bit of free help or a lifetime of affordable 100% fiduciary guidance at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
This call and several others really illustrate why we, Tom and I, years ago when we started our firm Vestory, which is an investment advisory firm, it's a 100% fiduciary firm. We always try to act in your best interests. We really do strive to. Why we decided years ago to give anybody who asks us honest, free, no obligation, no high pressure sales pitch advice. We'll give you some time, even if you never want to use us as a manager of your money, as your advisor. We'll do that for free. You won't get any trouble. You won't get any annoying pitches. You won't get bothered down the road. All you need to do to set it up is, it's easy. Just go to Vestory.com and set up an appointment. V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
You realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary, investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?